Now, let me go back here to this issue of the president. He announced the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. When he did that, it was uncertain whether he would actually carry through on this promise. At least months ago, it was uncertain whether he would, because every other president who had an opportunity, including Barack Obama, also promised to do so, and then they promptly refused to do so. However, with President Trump's actions, it's certain that his announcement has put into further motion a very important and certain end-time prophecy. You might wonder, well, exactly what is that? Well, to help us understand the significance, I want to welcome into the program right now Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, host of Prophecy Today and guest host from time to time here on Stand in the Gap Today. So, Jimmy, welcome to the program today.
Thank you very much, Sam. Great to be with you and Gary. And what an exciting time in history. The votes that are going on in Alabama, all the information you've given us that's happening around the world, and then the president steps in and causes a global controversy when he mentions the city of Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish people. By the way, he was a Johnny-come-lately on that, because 3,000 years ago, God gave King David the city of Jerusalem, 2 Samuel chapter 5. And in fact, that's been the political capital of the Jewish people for now 3,000 years. But I'm so glad Donald Trump weighed in on the issue as well. And that's a part of all we're talking about today.
It certainly is, Jimmy. And your knowledge of all of these things we're focusing on today is that you are the guy to be helping us walk through this. Now, let me start right off with this. There was an article that appeared in Newsweek magazine just a day or two ago, and the title was this, quote, "Will Trump hasten the arrival of Messiah? Jews and evangelicals think so," end quote. That was the title. Now, it said this, "Activists lobbying for the construction of a Jewish temple in Jerusalem, and Trump was playing a similar role to the Persian Emperor Cyrus the Great, who allowed Jews to return to Israel from exile." Continuing to read just a bit from the article, "Jews also praised Cyrus for helping them build a second Jewish temple in the same place where the first one had been destroyed. Jews said Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital paved the way for the construction of a third Jewish temple in the same place the second one had been before it was demolished." They went on to say, quote, "There have been many amazing advances towards bringing the temple this year. It was clear that Trump was part of that process, guided by Hashem, or God," said Asaf Fried, official spokesman for the United Temple Movement and Association lobbying for the third temple's construction on the Temple Mount, end quote. So, Jimmy, let me go here first with you. Do you believe, first of all, as this article asserts, that Donald Trump's decision to recognize Israel will hasten or is hastening the second coming of Christ?
Let me remind everybody first, Sam, that the reality is that God put in place political activities. Human government, Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6, was put in place even before, in chapter 10 of Genesis, the nations came into existence. So it is key to understand the Lord will use political leaders to set the place and scene for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. So that is correct. Now, as it relates to the second coming, let me say that indeed the motion has been put in place for bringing about the fulfillment of the prophecy of the second coming of Jesus Christ. But then again, as I say that, let me just drop back a little bit and remind everybody that the second coming is going to take place after several events have happened. The second coming comes immediately at the time after the tribulation, Matthew 24:29. And Jesus says immediately after the tribulation, he would come back. So that's the second coming. But it also tells us the tribulation period, which is a seven-year period of time of judgment, must take place. And prior to that, the rapture of the church. And so when you see someone highlight the city of Jerusalem as a major player, when you see the rest of the world totally upset about it, you've got to remember Jerusalem is key. It'll be the place of the next temple, not Messiah's temple that he will build, but the next temple, the tribulation temple, will be the location of Antichrist. It will be the location of the abomination of desolation. It's going to be the center of controversy. And even the rabbis today quotes Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2, Jerusalem, the center of controversy. So I would say President Trump's declaration of Jerusalem as the capital city of the Jewish state of Israel is key in this process.